Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:33. I'm Mike Derler. Joining me in this studio, always a good time, Michael Gutierrez with the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mike.
I tell you what, are we ready for a good time this summer? I mean, we're going to kick off on the 18th, I believe it is, with Hugh Bach.
Yes, Hugh Bach Quintet. This will be the last show of our 35th anniversary premiere season. It's been an amazing season. We've been all over the world. With our passport series, is what we've been calling it. And our last stop will be Canada and Vietnam.
Canada and Vietnam. They're right next to each other. But this Hugh Bach, what a it's a quintet, right?
Yes. Hugh Bach, he's a musician, was born in Vietnam, moved over to Montreal, Canada as a young boy, and grew up playing jazz music and really got back in touch with his roots and went back and learned a Vietnamese instrument called the Dan Bao, which is a monochord. It's a single string.
Yeah,
and
but a really long neck, and it depends on where you put your hands.
Yes, and it's very delicate when he plays it. A very hard instrument, and he went and learned from a master, then went to China because his mom had Chinese descent and learned the Chinese fiddle. And he actually is very good at Andean flute. And he's just this incredible musician. And he's really tying all these different sounds into what we know as American jazz. It's something we've all grown up listening to in the movies. And they've really taken it to a new level. It's a really neat musical experience.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's going to be a great one. But before we get there, we'll get the Alamogordo Children's Music Theater. Children's Music Theater of Alamogordo have worked on and been working hard. Put together a great presentation of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh yeah, they've been working real hard at it, and live orchestra, beautiful sets.
Live orchestra on one.
Yeah, they always do it big with Children's Music Theater.
Yeah,
we have such incredibly talented kids. Mm-hmm. This show could go on the road. I'm telling you, any of these Children's Music Theater shows, they really they outdo themselves, and a lot of people are like, I don't want to go see a kid show. I'm like, You got to see these kids. Yeah. You're going to be very impressed. And these are all stories you know and love. Everybody loves Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
and, you know, Wizard of Oz, and before that, Willy Wonka, The Hobbit. They've done some really great stuff.
Yeah, they really have. And I tell you what, when you've got great leadership there with Heather Bash.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're going to have nothing but fantastic presentation, and everybody working with her and the kids and everything.
Oh, the whole crew that she's got working with her, they all come together and make so much of it happen. They're costumers and they're set designers. And, it's a big production, and it's all volunteer work.
Yeah.
It's amazing the amount of time and effort that they put in, and the production shows it. Tickets are on sale right now at FlickingerCenter.com. We're going to be there 9 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, or $5 or up to $12. And it's going to be Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. And then the following Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. as well. So five opportunities to get to see this show.
And we're doing it a little different on the seating this time because we've been selling out the last couple Children's Music Theater shows.
Wow.
So usually it's been general admission, but what we're doing now is we're doing seated on the bottom, so you can buy A9 and 10 if you'd like, but on the top will be regular general admission, and so you give a little bit of a price break to sit on top, but some people really like to be able to pick their seats, and we're trying to oblige that this time. It's been really good, but we've been selling out fast, so if you want to go, stop in early and get your tickets.
I stress that. Well, $12, I mean, for sitting down on the bottom, I mean, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but...
kids tickets only $7, and then $5 for general admission kids tickets.
So. Yeah. See, I would pay $12 to sit up in the first five rows of the balcony. you know me in the balcony. I love your balcony.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the best sound, the best view, I think.
even for a play, because you get to see the whole stage.
Know, so it's fantastic. So get those tickets, and then get them at Flickinger Center box office and at the FlickingerCenter.com,
yes,
right?
Yes, click on purchase tickets on the FlickingerCenter.com
there
website.
You go. Well, I guess so. I got the website up, so duh. So, but $5 to $12. And $7 also in there. So,
and on this Friday night, we are having a little opening reception from 5 to 7. We're going to have the Disney princesses that are going to be taking some pictures. Have a few vendors there. Just a little opening night. Come take some pictures and just kick it off.
You got a food truck there?
I think the ice cream truck's going to be there.
The ice cream truck. Oh, that's princesses and ice cream. I like that. So
yes.
should be a good time. Well, I tell you what, we've got some. Let's talk about this 2025 series. No, let's not. Let's talk about the next event coming up after the Beauty and the Beast. We've got Hugh Bach, and then June 15th, we got Misto's really big magic show.
Oh, yeah. Misto the Magician.
Misto the Magician.
Yes. a fun, old school style, vaudeville style magician.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, you know, a little bit of comedy. It's just fun. I love magicians. You know, if you don't like magicians, you just don't like.
Well, if you don't like magicians, I mean, you know, you ain't normal.
I mean, if you just have fun with them, it's such a fun show to see them. Like, every time, I love, like, mentalists and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I love the old vaudeville style with the cutting people in half. And, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
great. We need more of that.
Yes.
Yeah. We need more cutting people in half.
But her legs are still wiggling.
That's the part I like. So, but Misto's really big magic show. That's coming up June 15th at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Showtime 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10 to $20. You don't want to miss that. But another great show coming up on June 22nd, just a week later, Carpool, the Ultimate Cars Tribute. That's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves the cars.
And, yeah.
I posted a video on our social media yesterday, and it's a live recording of the tribute band.
Yeah.
And they're dead ringers. They sound really good, and they go through the whole discography. Really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I remember this one." Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
They were an 80s and 90s band, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So,
lots of hits. They were really great at writing pop songs. I'll tell you that. Cars wrote catchy songs and
What were some of their songs?
Just What I Needed.
Yeah.
Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Gonna Drive? You know, like that. We've got My Best Friend's Girl. There's a
bunch of them. It's just going to be a great concert. You want to get those tickets, especially if you're 80s and 90s rock fans. You're going to love that. Now, if you're an 80s and 90s country fan,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to love this one coming up on July 27th on a Saturday, 7 p.m., the Highwaymen Show. I mean, this is a cover group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is good because some of the guys of the original Highwaymen, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them on stage.
No.
You know, they'd be scary. But this cover band, they do these guys well, the Highwaymen. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. The Highwaymen was a great super group from the 80s and 90s of Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson.
Right.
Really great group. Wrote some great songs together and all had incredible careers separately.
Mm-hmm.
So this tribute that when they get together, it's really fun because you're getting five shows. You're getting the Highwaymen plus each of their careers.
Right.
You know, all that music is just great music.
Oh yeah, it really is. If you're an old country fan, I mean, that's the one you want to come see.
Oh yeah,
you know, because that is going to be a great one, and that's on July 27th. Tickets are $15 to $35, well worth it. And these guys will put on a show. This show is going to be about what, an hour and a half long total with everything, with breaks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a great show, and the songs.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are going to be phenomenal.
And they're all great pickers, too.
Yeah.
So I'm Yeah, and I just love live band tributes that really get into character. And
yeah.
The Johnny Cash is big and tall, and yeah. I you know, I love tributes when they really get into it.
Yeah,
and because it's the next best thing sometimes. Because some of these guys have passed, and
yeah,
you still want to see that concert. Well,
when you think about it, that Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings were really country fans, and Kris Kristofferson was kind of a mix between rock and country crossover.
Mm-hmm.
But he blended into these guys so well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one of Chris's great songs was the Edmund Fitzgerald,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it wasn't really a country song. But he did some other stuff that kind of crossed over on both sides. And
didn't he write Sunday Morning Coming Down, too?
He wrote Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Yeah.
You know, so he was actually more of a writer than a performer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, but he got hooked up with Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and I think it was Willie Nelson that got Kris Kristofferson into the group. You know, so, I mean, but when those four got together, you talk about rich tones and talent and great music.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was phenomenal.
Some of the best minds from that genre, you know?
Oh, yeah. And great picking by all of them and stuff, you know? So that is just going to be a great show.
That's why I'm going to try and find a Traveling Wilburys one next.
There you go. That'll be good. And then we got him back. If you had tickets for this guy at the other show,
yes,
you hold on to them. They're good for this show. It's Jimmy Vaughn and the Tilt-A-Whirl Band. And also?
The support act is in. We don't know if he's going to be coming on this tour.
Okay.
So it was going to be Matthias Late, Latin.
Okay.
Incredible musician. He's going to be on, I think he's going to be on the Experience Hendrix tour at that time.
Oh, bummer.
So he's going to be with Eric Johnson and okay. all these incredible guitar players.
Yeah.
And,
so Jimmy Vaughn, one of the greatest guitar, I'm just going to say it, the greatest guitar player of all time, Jimmy Vaughn. Is going to be here in Alamogordo.
Oh, yeah. September 30th. We had to postpone a show here in April.
Yeah.
He had a scheduled for April 13th, postponed his West Coast tour to this fall. So we're getting him September 30th. On October 8th, he's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl with Eric Clapton. So we're going to get him on the run-up to that.
Wow. Now, you talk about if you could get those two guys together here.
But you might not want to leave on October 8th because we're going to have Pam Tillis here in town.
Yeah, October 8th, Pam Tillis is coming.
Yes.
And she's actually part of the new season, right?
Yes, she's going to be part of our new season. So those
the 36th season.
The 36th.
Yeah.
So those will go on sale the first week of June.
Yeah.
So we're in the process of finalizing our season, but she's one of the big highlights that's going to be on our next season. I'm really, really excited about.
You know,
my grandma's a huge fan. She called me. She goes, that's a good get, man.
Yeah, you bet. Because, well, you know, here's the interesting thing about her, and you don't see this a lot. Her father was a great
yes.
country artist.
Mm-hmm.
Stutterer, but when he sang, it was like, whoa. You know, but here's the thing. She learned from her father, but she did not stand in his shadow. She had her own fantastic career.
Oh yeah, no, she defined that era, that 90s era. There's so many of those songs that came out of that was
My like, Green Eyes Blue and stuff like that. Yeah,
I'm really excited about just meeting and talking with her about that. And so in the 1 week we're gonna have two Grammy winners here in Alamogordo.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Vaughn and then
Pam Tillis.
Wow, that's exciting. That's exciting. She's actually kicking off the new series, right?
There's actually one show before that.
Oh, really?
Artrageous from Santa Fe. Really, really great art collective. They've been here, I think, 2015, 2016.
Okay.
It's a multimedia show, so they're painting live on stage. They're dancing. There's people playing instruments and singing. And so you have to go see. You have to see a video of it because it's a little bit of everything. It's such a fun show. Lots of great lighting. So there's people painting pictures upside down, and when they're done, they'll like flip them over so you can see, oh, that's what that was.
Wow, and they do it upside down. Wow.
And they're doing it all live. So it's this live art performance called Artrageous.
Yeah.
They've been on a few TV shows and things like that. But Yeah, they're from Santa Fe. We're excited to have them back.
Oh, man.
They're going to kick it off. September 6th is going to be their date.
All right. So we got other great things, but a lot of that's going to be revealed coming up May 17th, right?
Yes. We're having a little luncheon for sponsors because we're a nonprofit. It really helps out any little bit. And what really helps is coming to see our shows because this is what we do it for, is the community.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to reveal our next season coming up on May 17th cool. In full.
All right.
I'm really excited about that.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great one, no doubt about it. Now, last year it was the travel around the world passport thing. Anything behind this one?
It's going to be very international this year.
International again.
Yes. We're going to have some groups from Alaska and Northern Canada.
Wow.
We're going to have a group from Africa.
Whoa. So,
yeah, we're going to have, where's the International Guitar Night, which I'm really excited about.
Ooh.
They'll be their 25th anniversary of International Guitar Night. And they're famous for just putting together four of the up-and-coming guitar players from different parts of the world. Let's throw them together and see what happens.
Yeah.
And it's always incredible. There's 25 years of video of them playing. And I think we had them in 2014 for one of our chocolate buffets, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And incredible musicians came to that one. Yeah. Mike Dawes and Ali Socchielli and of these incredible guitar players.
Yeah.
Right here in our backyard. It's incredible the talent we get here in town. And
no doubt about it. All right, I got to ask you, your opinion, what is the greatest guitar riff of all time?
Greatest guitar riff of all time? Yeah. That is, oof.
I'll tell you what mine is. ZZ Top, LaGrange.
LaGrange?
That guitar riff. The other one, there's another one. And this is, AC/DC. Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck, yeah.
That opening where that guy just plays nothing but the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys are tied as the all-time greatest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of iconic ones. I'm kind of partial to, if I had to pick a real iconic one, I love the intro for Eric Johnson's Cliffs of Dover.
Oh, yeah.
Just that intro before the band comes in,
yeah.
It just stands alone. And then there's a live version of it that he did at Austin City Limits. It's one of my favorite guitar songs, I guess. It's not really a riff. It's a really long intro. But it's kind of like Van Halen's Eruption or something like that.
Right,
it's just kind of iconic as an intro.
Yeah. But I tell you what, still, my all-time favorite is going to be ZZ Top, LaGrange.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, man, what a... That one just gets you going. That just gets you grooving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, what a great guitar riff stuff.
That's such an iconic riff, you know.
Yeah.
I love LaGrange.
So, well, they won't be there for the International Guitar Night, of course, one of them's dead, but the other one's still alive. As a matter of fact, the one that played the riff, this is the one still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but anyway, just got great performances coming up, and it's never a bad time at the Flickinger.
Oh, and there's always something going on. We got Miss New Mexico coming up this summer again.
Oh, really?
So, just always something going on. And our Heritage Day coming up on August 17th.
August 17th, Heritage Day.
Yes, this will be our third annual. It's gotten bigger every year. It's all about the history of Otero County and the history of southern New Mexico. So we do a lot of different things. The museum, Tularosa Basin Historical Society, comes and helps us out with pop-up museum. So last year we had a big display on the blind school, the blind for the...
Yeah.
It was very cool. I learned so much stuff.
Yeah.
And we had some lectures. Joe Lewandowski did some lectures. We had documentaries. We did the Atari documentary and the Trinity Site documentary and some local documentaries done by the Alamogordo High School students.
Mm-hmm.
We had local bands on the street. We had Apache war dancers, folklorico dancers.
Yeah.
We're just really trying to celebrate southern New Mexico and really bring a really cool festival that celebrates that.
Southern New Mexico has really a diverse heritage.
Yes.
I mean, when you think about that, I mean, you had the cowboys, the Mexicans, you had, and then all of a sudden we were launching rockets. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is such a history and a diverse history here in southern New Mexico. A lot different than where I come from Kansas, where it was farm.
Farm's part of it.
Farm's part of it, too, you know. So, the heritage here is pretty rich and diverse, so that's going to be such a great thing. And that's coming up August 17th.
Yes. And really excited that one of the main bands that we booked this year is Lone Pinon from Santa Fe.
Okay.
They play traditional New Mexican music. They're considered a Nuevo Orchestra Nuevo Mexico.
Okay.
So they're played in that old time. You would, like the Billy the Kid days, you'd have to know Irish jigs, but you'd also have to know, you know, some of the Spanish music.
Right.
So that all mixed together to make New Mexican music, and they've really gone back and like really studied that. And some of the songs are just incredible. And you know,
I knew about the New Mexico cuisine, different than Mexican cuisine, you know, but I didn't know about New Mexico music.
Oh, yeah. Very fiddle heavy. So,
okay.
Yeah. Two fiddles, guitar player and upright bass.
Wow.
Great group. Lone Pinon. Got to go check them out.
All right.
But yeah. I'm really excited to have them.
Wow. Other bands are going to be there?
We're booking some other local groups as well.
Yeah, Rosewater Blues is going to be there.
We've been asked. Okay. I haven't confirmed.
Yeah. You want me to talk to those boys for you?
That singer's a tough
song. I tell you what. That guy's a jerk. Anyway. Just have a lot of fun with that one. And stuff. But that's just going to be... Last year it was a tremendous success.
Oh, yeah.
And great shows and great events and stuff. And just to find out everything about Heritage Days and Alamogordo's history, Otero County's history. I mean, just from and just from a few things that I know, Eddie Brothers building the town, didn't want straight streets to avoid cowboys racing their horses.
And that's where we host the event, right on one of those bent streets.
Yeah, there you go. And then the railroad out of Cloudcroft for the logging down to Alamogordo, the sawmill.
Oh, yeah.
And everything in before that, the railroad and the cattle head and everything else down here.
And Native American history.
Native American.
There was a, in Patrons Hall, there used to be an early Neely Miller painting, and it was it was called the Three, I can't remember the exact name of it, like the Three Peoples. And it showed, it was a painting of all the different cultures here.
Wow.
And how they all kind of were farming and living together. And it's a really powerful painting. I love that painting.
Yeah.
But that's a really big inspiration of this festival, was just talking about how much great stuff we have here. I grew up in Tularosa.
Yeah.
I still live in Tularosa. And we just had our fiesta, you know? And it's just something you got to go do whenever you live in Tularosa. And it's something I loved it. It was just a great day. Got to take my daughter there. I love these traditions, and so celebrating these is really important to us, and that's what August 17th is all about.
I didn't know there was a fiesta over there just recently.
Oh, yeah. It usually happened in May. They did it in June last year, and they did it in April this year.
Wow.
But
we got to get information on that so we can tell people about that stuff. But fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we're going to kick it all off this coming weekend with Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, you don't want to miss
Children's,
that.
Children's Music Theater of Alamogordo. Heather Bash and her crew, these aren't little hometown hiccup productions. These things could travel. These things could be shown to Pope Joy over in Texas at Lubbock. They could be anywhere. These productions are just that good.
Oh yeah, this isn't like a thrown together middle school play or something like that. It really is hard work production. They work three nights a week, you know, for many hours sometimes, depending on whatever it has to be done for their scene, or working with the orchestra, because they're working with a live orchestra, so practicing with them is very important. And then getting some stage time. So this week they're getting all the stage set up, and Kelly's getting lights ready, and it's a production, and they do it well. And a lot of these girls and guys are taking it to the next level. So this is a really great organization.
Yeah, you know, really
come support
is.
Them. And
well, these young people grow up to be performers in Alamogordo with the other group. What's the other
Alamogordo
group?
Music Theater. Yes,
Alamogordo Music
Theater. And they thrive. And they're it's great to see this pipeline from the young kids to the older, because mm-hmm. they're really thriving as they get older, because they have all the chops.
Yeah,
they've been through the process. They know how to audition, you know, and then some of them are taking it, you know, collegiately and going other places to do it. And yeah. it's great. It's amazing to see that. That's what it's all about.
That's fantastic. I tell you what. And so get those tickets coming up this Friday and Saturday and Sunday, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, Sunday at 2 o'clock, Beauty and the Beast by the Children's Music Theater of Alamogordo. And then Hugh Bach on the 16th, June 15th, Misto's really big magic show. So I'll probably have some fun with that one. I'll get that one produced. So, because I got to get that one started before I get back. So I guess I better get going on it. So, but it should be a lot of fun. And keep your eye out, FlickingerCenter.com, and get tickets for all the things coming up. And be ready for the 2020 for the 36th annual premiere series coming up at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Michael, always an interesting time with you, and all the great things going on at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. And I've said it once, and I'll said it 100 times, and I'll say it again. Flickinger Center for Performing Arts, bringing the arts to Alamogordo.
Yes.
I tell you, you're not going to be a really a well-rounded person unless you incorporate the arts into your life, and Flickinger Center gives you that opportunity.
Oh, yeah, and it's a gem here in our town.
Yeah.
I love, you know, representing it, and, you know, I love when people come and leave a show, and especially the kids, those little kids, they'll be like, this was the best day ever.
Yeah.
That's what we do it for.
Yeah, you know? There you go. Well, and I tell you, you know, because you're a product of it, kids get an opportunity to see somebody in those children's things that you do. You did that. It impacted you. You're a musician, and now look at what you're doing with the Flickinger Center. So it is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So Beauty and the Beast coming up this weekend on June 15th, May 16th, Hugh Bach Quintet, and then June 15th, Misto's Really Big Magic Show. Michael, thanks for coming in. Always a pleasure to have you
in the
studio.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Check out FlickingerCenter.com.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.